Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A four-alarm fire in an apartment building on the Upper West Side is now under control, but not before the top floors were heavily damaged and four people were injured.
As flames leapt from the roof of the building at 107th and Amsterdam, Karen Sosa became frantic. Her cousin lives on the sixth floor.
The fire started in his kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, but he can't walk anymore. The home attendant comes at 9, but they saved him. He's out. He went in the ambulance now.
One of three residents rescued by firefighters with minor injuries. A firefighter suffered minor burns. FDNY Chief of Operations Kevin Wood said the building was not fireproof.
We had a heavy collapse of the roof space into the top floor and also of the parapet wall into the street.
A collapse zone was set up due to the falling debris. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
The cause of that fire still under investigation. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman made it official this morning.
I'm running for governor of the state of New York. I'm seeking the Republican and conservative nominations. We want to put New York first. We want to make it more affordable. We want to make New York safer. And we want to make people in New York happy again.
Blakeman speaking on Fox and Friends. Our Sophia Hall is getting reaction from Blakeman's constituents on Long Island.
Some voters are not happy that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman could leave the county and become governor.
I'm just nervous now, you know. I mean, we all elected him and we wanted him to stay for Nassau, and now all of a sudden, you know, I'm worried.
Another voter agreed.
I like Bruce a lot. I feel like he needs to stay in Nassau. He's doing a good job. I prefer Stefanik. I think she does a good job in the Congress, so willing to give her a try to fix New York.
But she says she would support Blakeman if he beat Stefanik in a primary. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Tenants of a building on East 14th Street in Manhattan rallying today to demand that the city council pass the Community Opportunity to Purchase Act. It's also known as COPA. COPA would give nonprofits and community land trusts the first chance to buy an at-risk building with the tenants, which advocates say would curb speculation and promote permanently affordable, tenant-controlled housing. Iapa Saratupa is one of the organizers of the rally. He says COPA would finally give tenants the ability to have a say over the building they live in and to get repairs going in these at-risk buildings to finally get them into good shape.
The tenants are fed up with being at the mercy of one landlord after another who's just, you know, giving them the runaround. And they know that a law like COPA will give them more agency.
But landlords and real estate industry groups are deeply opposed and fighting the legislation, calling it government overreach and saying it would slow down the market. Mayor-elect Mamdani has said he would work with the city council to pass COPA, but the council could pass the bill before its last meeting of this year on December 18th. A large landlord, which owns dozens of buildings in the city, must pay out over $500,000 after an investigation found the company created unsafe living conditions for tenants and then overcharged them for rent. Attorney General Tish James says Blue Sky Management was found to be violating a number of construction codes, leading to hundreds of tenants living in hazardous conditions, including losing heat and hot water frequently. Well, as a result, Blue Sky has agreed to a $672,000 settlement, which includes giving tenants $100 credit for each day that they had no heat or hot water over the past 3 years. It's also been ordered to correct open violations and give refunds to people who were overcharged. Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani is talking housing today, one of the main focuses of his campaign. The soon-to-be mayor met with business leaders this morning to discuss the housing crisis and how to tackle homelessness. He addressed reporters after the meeting and slammed the way the Adams administration handled the issue.
What I'm opposed to is the failure that we've seen to characterize the Adams administration's approach to this. What I'm opposed to is looking at an entire calendar year and seeing the Adams administration be unable to connect a single homeless New Yorker that was affected by those sweeps to permanent housing.
Later today, Mamdani will meet with homelessness advocates and New Yorkers impacted by the housing crisis. All of this with about 3 weeks to go until Mamdani takes office. Mount Sinai Morningside is asking for the public's help in identifying a patient who was hit by two trains back in October. EMS brought the man, believed to be in his late 30s to early 40s, into the hospital on October 15th. He was found on the subway tracks at 100 Central Park West around 10 p.m. The hospital says the man is about 5'6", 153 pounds. He's got dark brown eyes, dark hair and facial hair, and he speaks English. They published an AI-altered photo of him, hoping that someone recognizes him. You can see the photo at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information should call 212-523-2123. Well, we know you're always careful when you're crossing the street in New York City, but a new warning for you pedestrians today. A new list is out of the most dangerous intersections in the city.
Turns out 3 million New Yorkers live within a half mile of a repeatedly dangerous intersection. Those 118 intersections have seen 5 or more New Yorkers killed or injured in the last 3 years. So what's going to help? Universal daylighting, according to Transportation Alternatives, and their Elizabeth Adams.
Whether you're a driver, a pedestrian, or a cyclist, you have the visibility. You see who's coming at you. You see who's around the corner. You know, if someone is taking a quick turn or an unsafe turn, that you still have the visibility. That makes it possible for everyone to react.
Adams tells us the most dangerous in this list include where I am here at 120th and Lenox, Northern Boulevard and 48th and Queens, Bruckner Boulevard and St. Anne's in the Bronx. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Harlem.
And as we learn of that study, police are investigating after a 60-year-old woman was struck and killed by a car in Midtown last night. 60-year-old Wendy Davis of Queens was crossing Broadway at 53rd Street when police say she was struck by the driver of a Cadillac SUV who was making a left turn. She suffered severe injuries, was rushed to Mount Sinai, but sadly she was pronounced dead. The 61-year-old driver stayed at the scene and has not been arrested or charged.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.